Rural Focus around regional WA. Your voice of agriculture.
Hello. Yes, here we go. Another Rural Focus podcast. Of course, looking at everything that is agriculture and agribusiness issues affecting rural communities, not just here in regional WA, but across Australia. And what's going on with the truckies? Truckies are quitting left, right and centre, especially over WA border debacles. Well, we're going to chat with the big boss, Cam Dumsney. Cam is the chief executive of Western Roads Federation. And, well, he now says that WA is now swiftly becoming a national joke. We'll speak to Cam on this truckie saga. We'll do that for you very soon. But as we always do today, let's catch up with this man, shall we? The one and only Stu McKenzie. Stu, hello there to you.
Good morning, Troy. Good morning, listeners. How are we all today?
We're pretty good for a Monday, mate, and hopefully our farmers are as well. They've probably been working their backsides off over the weekend, mate, for harvest and everything else. But they've still got to look after themselves mentally and as well there, Stu.
Yeah, look, we did touch on this last week on the show as well, Troy. So, look, once again, our mental well-being is just as important as our physical well-being. And we all know that harvest particularly is a stressful time of year. And, you know, I've had a couple of comments from some listeners during the week saying, bloody hell, it's good to hear and it's good to be reminded that sometimes it's okay to take a step back and take a deep breath. You know, touching on the traffic side and mental health, after our conversation last week, I was driving through Ravensthorpe and there was a smashed up caravan on the back of a truck at the Ravensthorpe CBH.
Okay.
So for those in the southeast playing along at home, may have seen this red and black caravan or what was left of it. It's just a reminder that with harvest traffic, which as we said last week, there's up to a 60% increase in truck movements on the road, plus our beloved grey nomads and our school holidays are about to start too, so we've only got a couple of weeks of school left, but there's already a lot of people moving around the state. So please, please, please give our truckies the time that they need. Drive within your capabilities. And for those playing along at home out of our big city, drive 2 hours at a time. Make sure you have a stop. Make sure you check your tyres and all that other stuff so you're not trying to do that on a blind corner on a road where you're going to get cleaned up. So between our farmers getting a little bit stressed, our truckies getting pushed, and general traffic as well, it's really important to take a step back, take a deep breath, stop as often and frequently as you can and as you need to, and drive with you not only the conditions but your own personal capabilities. And I think you'll find if we all do that, our mental health coming into the big break at Christmas time is going to be a lot better, not only for you and I but our families at home too.
And a good thing too, mate, don't be scared to talk to somebody.
Yeah, so look, once again, there is a mountain of support people around not only WA, but also big country as well. So Lifeline, Beyond Blue, Rural Aid, you can get access to help through your local GP. Your local shire has got people that they can put you in touch with. Your Blue Tree Project, your Dolly's Dream is another one.
Yep.
Drought Masters. There's all sorts of places that we can talk to get the help that we need, or to be at least make a phone call to be pointed in the right direction. Mate, I'm pretty sure that all this is covered off on the Rural Focus website as well. But all you have to do is just Google mental health awareness or where can I go for help, and there's a whole list of places that come up. So over the next kind of 4 or 5 weeks, we're now coming into December. Yeah, please take it easy on our roads. And make sure you give our truck drivers who are anything between 36 and 53 metres long and up to 100 tonne a bit of time to do what they need to do, because at this point in time, they rule the road. So just take it easy out there.
Yep, take it easy. And as we said, plenty of people to chat to and plenty of businesses to chat to these days as well. Mate, the harvest, well, it's just going gangbusters, really, isn't it?
Oh, well, when there's daily posts coming up on social media, and I know the Countryman's been doing a fantastic job keeping up with this, but up in the Northern Wheat Belt, you've got bins with barley segregations or wheat segregations closing those segregations down because they don't have the capacity. So not so good for our growers who are going to cop a little bit more transport, but it just shows you that the Northern Wheat Belt and Eastern Wheat Belt are having an absolute cracker. Talking to a couple of guys last week, you know, wheat and barley both pushing 4.5 to 5 tonne, canola pushing 2.5 to 3 tonne. Some of the early legumes coming off is quite good as well. However, where there has been a touch of frost, early indications where it might have been 30 to 40%, it's probably close to, you know, 50%, but that's still not overly affecting, you know, total average yield. So bloody good on our growers, because this was the season that we could turn around and make a little bit of money for our growers, and to make sure that we've got enough food going forward. You know, we all know that wheat and barley both going to be in here, so keep that good thing going. And yeah, look, just take it easy for the rest of the harvest is my call.
Yep, do it well, but also look after yourselves at the same time. Anything else from you this morning before I let you go, mate?
No, look, I think for the most part, everything's just ticking along quite nicely. I'm up in the great southern and southwest this week doing what I do. And look, I know that Rural Focus is getting a lot more popular on Listener, on the podcast, because when I type in Rural Focus, it's the first one that comes up. So look, enjoy your week, have a good one, and we'll talk again next week.
Yeah, there he is, the great man, Stu McKenzie. As we always do, every Monday, just chew the fat and, yeah, harvest going gangbusters. Hopefully yours is as well. And don't forget, too, most importantly, look after yourself, look after your family, look after your next-door neighbour. I know it's a lot to take in at harvest time. And don't forget, as Stu did mention, there are plenty of people to phone in to. Rural Aid, get in contact with the team there today. Lifeline is always a big one. Maybe just ring a mate. Maybe you haven't talked to a mate for a while. We're all busy with harvest and everything else, but, you know, maybe on your lunch break today, text somebody or ring somebody and just make sure that they are going A-OK and looking after themselves. Do thanks, Stu, for his time today. Well, you may have heard with the girls in the newsroom about the truckies quitting over WA border debacles. This is just going from bad to worse. We don't need this at this time of the year. And coming your way soon, we're going to catch up with Western Roads Federation Chief Executive in Cam Dumsney. Surely it can't get any worse, really, can it? We'll find out more. We'll chat with Cam very soon this morning, right here. Rural Focus for your Monday at Triple M.
Rural Focus around regional WA. Your voice of agriculture.
Well, you may have heard in the news late last week, of course, truck drivers reporting, unfortunately, quitting their jobs and refusing to enter WA amid claims of chaos and confusion over COVID-19 testing and vaccination mandates as the state's two main border checkpoints. So I thought I'd jump on the phone this morning and catch up with the Western Roads Federation Chief Executive in Cam Dumsney. Cam, good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
Better still. How are you, mate, after all this news?
Yeah, I think frustration is a little bit on the high end of the spectrum at the moment.
So you're getting drivers turned away to get tested, is that right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. And it's not all the time, but it's just, yeah, we are getting a number of drivers, an increasing number of drivers being turned away at the border and being sent back for PCR tests. You know, basically doing round trips of 1,000 kilometres to get a PCR test to come back to the border.
So is this east drivers coming to WA, mate, or WA drivers going east? What, or is it both?
It's predominantly the eastern states drivers coming into WA.
Yep.
The issue largely is that the testing centres that were stood up by the other states are now starting to shrink their hours. They're open.
Yep.
Our drivers run, you know, the two up teams are predominantly running around the clock. So if you roll into Broken Hill and it's 10 o'clock at night, the testing centre stops, it was closed, it's not going to open until 8 or 9 in the morning. You're not going to park the truck up for 12 hours and wait.
Yep.
Port Augusta, same way.
Yep.
So they're finally getting to the border, and the border, the police have got no leeway. It's not their fault. They say, you don't have a current PCR test that is less than 3 days or 5 days old, depending on which jurisdiction they come from. Go back to Ceduna and get tested. So try and turn a road train around. They head back to Ceduna. They get tested at the hospital. They come back to the border. So there's 1,000 kilometres.
Yep.
Trucks are not cheap to run. You may have just wiped a day or two out of the shelf life of the products that you're carrying. So it's wiping value out for the retailers. And you get back to the border and say, I've had my test done. I haven't got the result yet. They go, oh, fine. We can do a rapid antigen test for you now. And it comes in negative and on you go. You may not actually receive the test result for Ceduna for another 3 days. It's just illogical, totally illogical on what's going on. We've had it up at Cunanara with Catherine.
Yep.
You know, it goes on.
For sure. Do you know how many truck drivers have quit?
Look, the numbers are hard. Look, we struggle across the nation to get detailed figures like that. But every company, and I represent the mid to large companies, are reporting, particularly the east-west drivers, just going, the companies are going, mate, it's just getting too hard to send drivers to WA. When you're in the state, you know, it's too difficult. They can't get out of the trucks. They can't be more than a metre and a half from the truck. They can't have a shower. They can't go into a roadhouse. Too hard. They don't want to come here. you know, they want us to send them elsewhere. And even our WA-based drivers don't want to go across the border.
That's not certainly not great then, mate. We can't get stuff to the east. So I guess you're calling on, are you calling on the WA state government or state governments in general to show a bit of respect and humanity here?
Oh, look, we were trying to set up 24-hour testing centres. We'd had the support of the NT in South Australia. If Port Augusta and Katherine would have, with on-site pathology, would have solved the problem pretty much. But now South Australia and the NT are running different rules. Really, WA is now, you know, we run our own set of rules. It's going to have to be the WA state government that comes to a different arrangement. We need a practical arrangement at our borders. You know, we support the government's policy. Don't have a problem with that. Let's just make it practical.
Okay.
And that's the part where the unions come out swinging with the bureaucracy to start talking to us. And, you know, we're supporting that claim.
So you're hearing that truck drivers who have been double vaxxed and done all that they can are still quitting.
They're still quitting because they can't. They're turning up double vaxxed at the border. They've missed their PCR window.
Yeah.
So they've been turned around, sent back, you know, 1,000 kilometres around to get tested. And they still haven't got the test results for the PCR test, but now they've had one. They can get rapid antigen tests and sent through across the border. If you're an owner driver, you're not being paid for a 1,000 kilometre, you know, dead run. And trucks are not cheap to run.
No, exactly. And I suppose and petrol prices are going up too, mate, and diesel prices. So
diesel's up 40-50% since last year.
Yep.
Tyre prices are up nearly 20-odd%. It's expensive to run trucks. The inflation in the road transport industry is rampant, and you'll see that in your supermarket prices pretty soon.
So are you hopefully trying to have a meeting with the WA Premier or a Premier from WA or South Australia or somewhere?
No, we want a meeting with the Department of Health to work out some practical solutions and sit down and just, look, support the policy, but let's make it pragmatic. We're talking, you know, 1,500 kilometres to Eucla and Border Village. It's a long way from, you know, from Perth. Let's sit down and work something practical. But I'll make this point. Our sea freight into this state is stuffed. Air freight into this state is almost non-existent. Rail has crossed the paddock across the Nullarbor, has been off and on at capacity for ages as a result of the first two. The only supply line we got left running into the state that's still effective is road transport. And we're trying to make it harder for ourselves. We're trying to get stuff in for Christmas. We're trying to get fresh produce in. We're trying to get the things that people have bought, you know, online and everything else, spare parts for the mining industry. Yeah, you've got to keep these things open. And we are trying to almost cripple ourselves as a state. You know, it's just illogical. There's no other word for it.
Let's hope you get what you wish for very soon, mate, and you're going to get a few more truck drivers, because we don't want these truckies quitting their jobs, especially if they've already gone and done the right thing and got themselves double vaxxed and everything else. And yeah, let's hope we hear something sooner rather than later, Cam.
Look, absolutely. I'll just make this point. We've got to give credit to what our eastern state, east-west truck drivers have done in sustaining this state for the last almost 2 years now. You know, the three cases we've had have all been result of slow testing results out of New South Wales. That's been the issue. We've tried to put practical solutions up. Our truck drivers need more credit from the government and from the community for what they've done, and they don't get it.
Hopefully that they will very soon, mate. Let's hope, hey?
Absolutely. No, thanks very much.
Rural Focus. Around regional WA. Your voice of agriculture.
Well, it's that time of a Monday on Triple M to catch up with the one and only Harry Carroll from Nutrient. Harry, good morning.
Morning, Troy. Good morning, listeners.
Mate, how did the cattle sale go at Mount Barker last week?
Well, a big number, Troy. Yeah, just 1,900-odd cattle yarded last Thursday, and the Nutrient team contributed 990 of those. So pretty big yarding, once again dominated by weaner steers and heifers of all weights, and good reasonable run of yearlings, although I don't think the quality is quite as good as it's been in previous weeks, and a reasonably good run of cows as well. And a market tone pretty much right throughout. The market was pretty strong, equivalent to last week, or the week before rather, and in some categories stronger than the previous. So all in all, a pretty good day leading up to our next change in our format, being the 2 day sales.
Yeah, so the 2 day sale, as we mentioned last week, Harry, day one from this Thursday.
Yeah, this Thursday. Yeah, our weaner sale this Thursday. We'll take receivables Wednesday afternoon up until 6. And of course, up until 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. And then, of course, the sale starts at 1. And the follow-up to that is our trade sale, which is on the Friday. And that sale does commence at 9 o'clock on Friday morning. And our receivables till 6 o'clock the previous night on the Thursday. So that should take a bit of pressure off the yard time and space. So, looking forward to that kicking in this week.
And if people are wanting to know more on this two-day sale, Harry, is there a website that people can check out?
Oh, look, just talk to the Nutrient team. Okay. We've got it, or the Shire of Plantagenet Yards, but we've got a roster. We've got, three sales before Christmas, and then we have a break for 2 or 3 weeks and then back into it in January.
All right, so the two-day sale, day one from this upcoming Thursday. I believe you're scanning some cattle at the moment, is that right?
I am. I'm just sitting on a water trough having a bit of a spell talking to you, and I've started 9 out of about 100, so I've got a few to do.
All right, mate. I shan't keep you. Have a great week, and we'll chat again next week.
Thanks, Troy. Look forward to it.
Well, that is it for today's edition of the Rural Focus podcast. Thank you for choosing us on the Listener app, LISTNR. And don't forget, too, up on the Rural Focus Facebook page, we're getting some wonderful harvest photos in. Maybe post yours up and go into the major prize draw to win a Honda 4-stroke loop handle brush cutter, all with thanks to Eddie and the team there at the Honda shop in Midland. You've got until the 10th of December to do so yeah, be a part of it. Upload your harvest photos in the comments below up on the Rural Focus Facebook page. There are some wonderful harvest photos, and of course harvest going gangbusters in WA at the moment. But a wonderful competition. To know more, check out the Rural Focus Facebook page today. I'm Troy Stockton, and I'll be back with another edition of the Rural Focus podcast for you right here on the Listener app.